Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's time for Super Crosstalk, and I actually need the help of George Sedano and Scott Kaplan today. How are we doing, boys?
I'm good. All I want to know is this. All right, so I texted you yesterday, and Michael responded. You did not. But
yeah.
When was the last time I noticed you guys were on the floor calling the game, which
right.
is a rarity on radio? Like, when was the
Very
last
much
time
so.
you've been on the floor to call a game?
Okay, so believe it or not, when I started in 2011, we were on the floor in 16 of 30 cities. 16 low,
right.
14 up high.
Yeah.
It is now 28 and 2. There's only two places where we're still on
Who?
The floor.
Who are the two?
One is Detroit. We're at the new
Well, nobody's
arena
going to those games, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So they can put it up. And we may get kicked back upstairs, but this is kind of a cool deal that's been going on for years. Al McCoy, the voice of the Suns.
Oh, the Suns.
There's a rule. That, yeah. But all last year, George, we did two games from up high. So yeah. we may have lost that one. Boston, we're in a weird spot. We're low, but we're in a corner. So it's not
sucks.
Really on, yeah. on the floor. It's a really bad spot. But yeah. no, Detroit is the lone holdover. The one thing that happens with us sometimes is because the Lakers get a lot of national TV games and
yeah.
Billy Mack and Stu get kicked out. We
right,
get to take their
the
spot.
TNT or ESPN, right, or ABC will get their
yeah.
spot. Right.
Unless yeah, unless you guys come in. Like, unless ESPN Radio comes in and you guys right. are doing the game, then you guys will take priority. But
so,
I would say that this year we'll probably do – I'll just use last year as an example. We were probably low five times all year.
Okay.
That was it.
Now, I did notice also that one Alan Sliwa was to your right and also there
right.
at the scorer's table. Look at
yeah,
that.
Because he's doing pre and post, and so they gave him a seat right there, and Trudell's next to him. So it's
wow.
fun. We get to everybody sit there. All right, so I need your guys' we got to do a wrap-up of the mistakes that Sliwa and I made last night. I don't know
okay,
if you
Okay, so what happened?
This.
I don't know any of the story.
Okay,
so
good.
What happened?
Wait, now,
is this the story that everybody was buzzing about today on
yeah,
social media
yeah.
that
All right,
I
so
did
here's
not
the back,
hear?
Here's
okay,
the background on it.
All right.
There is a strip club in Las Vegas called the Peppermint Hippo.
Okay.
Okay. It's a spoof. It was created by the guys at South Park, came up with that name to make fun of the Spearmint Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
So on South Park, there was a place called the Peppermint Hippo that was an adult club.
Yeah.
And so these guys took the name, ran with it, and now it's an actual strip club in Vegas. It's voted the number one strip club in Las Vegas.
Okay.
So Mason and Travis said, they thought it'd be funny. They said, there's no way Ireland and Sliwa would ever set foot in a strip club. Especially not one called the Peppermint Hippo. And they basically dared us to do it to the point where Mason said, Ireland, if you go in there, I'll give you $100. And Travis goes, I'll throw another $100 on if Slee goes with him.
Oh,
and then when
awesome.
They knew we weren't going to go, they said, Mason said, I'm putting another $100 in. So $300 now, if you guys
right.
show up at the Peppermint Hippo.
Yeah.
So it's a good dare. I normally respond pretty well. So after the game last night, Slee and I go to the Peppermint Hippo.
Okay.
And I'll send you guys some pictures.
pictures from inside the hippo?
No, well, that's part of the story. So
yeah.
what happened was we get there and they basically, I tell them what's going on. I say, okay, listen, we're a couple of radio guys and they dared us to come in here and we know we're not supposed to take pictures in a strip club, but would you let us snap a few? And the guy goes, oh, that's great. We'll whatever you guys need. And so all of a sudden, the guy is like, could not be nicer. The guy that runs it is a guy named Sabo, S-A-B-O.
Okay.
It's his birthday today. Shout out to Sabo.
Happy birthday, Sabo.
Nice.
Yeah. So we walk in and Sabo says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, guys. I'm going to comp the cover, which is $50.
Right.
And
now you got $300 to spend on girls.
Right. And here's
isn't
your
that
first,
what everybody's thinking?
Yeah. The first drink is, oh, stay with me here. The first drink is on the house. And okay. They couldn't have been nicer. Okay. So they let us go in.
Right.
And
where is the Peppermint Hippo located on in Las Vegas?
It's at the end of the strip.
Okay. Which
end? I'll send you guys down towards the Sahara.
Oh, like, okay. By the stratosphere, okay. Like all
yeah,
the way
yeah.
down?
Yeah, heading
okay.
that way.
Got it. Right. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So
we're detailed people here, George.
Well, I gotta know. You know what I mean?
Me too. Well, you're gonna find out that we made some terrible mistakes that I think the two of you would have avoided. Now,
okay.
First of all, Sedona, when's the last time you actually were in a strip club, like set foot in one?
Probably like a decade ago, and it was in Vegas. It was probably the Spearman Rhino, if I recall correctly. It was my bachelor party. So,
okay. So, Cap, how about you?
Probably about 2017 in Orange County somewhere.
Okay. For me.
You don't even want to give the name, the establishment, a shout out here?
I wish I could remember the name of it, but I was at a bachelor party and we were in Orange County and I don't think it was bottomless. So I don't like the non-bottomless.
Okay. So for me, I guess this is embarrassing. And I really don't care. It was 1984. I haven't set foot in one since college. I'm just not a strip club guy.
No, I get it.
Never
that.
Have been.
Yeah, I get it.
So, so these guys they could not have been nicer. We go to the okay, so now I'm sending you guys all the pictures. And you can kind of see it. And so they say, come in, there's a giant hippo, like silver hippo inside. He says, let me get you a couple of girls. We take pictures with the girls, we take a picture with Sabo. And they said, let me give you a tour of the place. So they're giving Sleem and I a tour through the back rooms, the private rooms.
This is unbelievable hospitality, by the way, that you're receiving.
It was great.
You must have been so sweet and so nice to them. That's so great.
Well, but it gets worse. So we go in, and after they've shown us around, they said, hey, let me just get you a table right in front of the main stage. Are you guys going to stay for a drink? And my plan was the whole time, go there. I even thought, George, about holding the cab, taking five quick pictures, getting back in the cab, and coming back to the MGM just to collect the $300.
Yeah.
But these guys were so nice, and they were saying, okay, come have a seat. So they give us two seats. Within 5 seconds, a girl snuggles right up to Sliwa, and one is in my lap.
Nice.
Okay?
Nice.
Sitting in my lap.
These girls that were looking at the pictures?
Yeah. Or they were part of it.
Nice.
So then the waitress comes over, what can I get you guys? And Sliwa and I each had a free drink ticket, so we ordered a couple of tequilas. And the girls say, hey, would you mind buying us a drink? And we go, well,
that's
you guys have been so nice, sure.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so we buy, and there's three girls. So we buy three drinks for the girls. And I paid for the cab, so Sliwa paid for the first round of drinks, which was only three drinks.
Right.
Yeah, but that's $25 a drink at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now you know where I'm going. So we start talking to him. We're hitting him up, and I say, Slee, 20 minutes into this, I go, Slee, we got to go. And Slee goes, and the girls all at the same time go, no, you can't leave yet. You guys, we're having such a good time.
Yeah.
Just buy us one more round.
Slee goes,
John, it's on me. One more round. They've been so great to us here. So we buy another round. The bill for that round comes. And now keep in mind, we didn't have the freebies.
What kind of tequila?
So now we're doing, we just drank tequila. I asked if they had Casa Azul and they said I would have to pay more. So I didn't.
Right, I'm still guessing a minimum of $25 a drink. $25 minimum.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you're definitely about $100-$150 in for sure at this point.
Okay. So the bill comes. It's Slee was paying for the drinks. It's $260 for the bill.
$260 for six drinks?
For the two rounds of drinks.
But you guys got a second round too, right? So it's five plus
so
three.
So the second round
so
is
eight drinks.
So now we're at our profit margin is gone. If you throw in what I paid for the cab
on this bill or no?
Oh, stay with me.
Oh my God!
So, God, me and you just picking apart question after question.
Yeah, no, you get these are all great questions. So then. After the second round of drinks, the girl says to me, the girl who's been, and she's got her hand on my leg the whole time. And she goes, do you guys really have to go? And I go, yeah, we got to get out of here. We're meeting some people, which was a lie.
Right.
And she said, she looks right at me and she goes, you got to give me 15 minutes and let me take you in the back. I'll blow your mind.
Oh,
and I go,
when you said your mind, I didn't know what you were going to say. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I said, it is incredibly nice of you, and I'm very flattered, but I'm not that guy. I'm not a lap dance guy.
I mean,
I'm
didn't
not,
she
you
notice
know,
by your shirt and you're tucked in, you know, the way it was tucked in? She didn't notice
you
weren't that kind
right,
of guy.
Cap?
No,
right.
Actually, yeah, she looked at you and said, "You're prime meat right there, buddy."
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I say, I know you've got to make money, and so you should go work some other parts of the room because I'm just not that guy. You can. And she pulls out a lollipop and starts working that and goes, "Are you sure?"
Oh, my God.
I'm 100% sure. Thank you. And she goes, "Well, listen, can you tip me for my time?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We've been over here for like half an hour. Can you tip me for my time?"
Oh,
and I
boy.
Said, "Sure."
Did you ask how
I
much?
I felt bad. I didn't. But I look at my wallet, and I don't have enough cash to really tip three girls. So I
so
go.
So now you got to go to the ATM.
The guy. Right. George,
oh
my
God!
The
and they're
going
to charge
ATM.
You at least $10 to pull out that money, at the very least.
20% of whatever right. you pull out of the
what?
ATM.
All right, so you're going to take out $200 at least, and you're going to now it's $240. Keep going.
Yep, that's exactly what I took out. I took out $200, and I came back and I tipped each girl $100. So now Slee and I are basically at $600, and we finally got out of there. But so where did I go wrong there? In other words, I went from being 300 up
mm-hmm.
to being 300 down
well,
in 35
the
minutes.
The girls.
How could I have better handled that?
As soon as the girls started to come your way, before they even sat down with you, like, "Hey, ladies, we're just having a quick drink. We're going to roll. We're actually doing this for like a funny like gag. We're not really sticking around, but thanks. We appreciate it. Go and tell them to work the room right out of the gate." Because the drinks is what nailed you. And then eventually that led to the tip.
Oh, yeah.
If you do that right out of the gate, that you're literally just in and out because you're doing like a funny thing for social media for a gag, then they won't bother you and they know not to mess with you and you're gone.
But the thing is,
I was
that
such
you,
a novice. And again,
right, yeah.
I haven't been in there in years and years. Travis goes, "They took you to the hoop the minute you
no
walked
doubt.
In."
No, well, yeah, John, said, I mean, yeah. they look at you and they, because I'm looking at your pictures now. Based on the yeah. checkered shirt you're wearing, based on the
I
fact
went
that it's
right from the game to
right.
the to the
right.
strip club.
The way your yeah. shirt is tucked in, based yeah. on the pants that you're wearing, et cetera,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
are a target, okay?
No question.
And yeah. and don't take this wrong, but this is what these girls are thinking. They're like, "Look at this stiff. Oh, this guy right
yeah.
here. He got money.
100%.
Right.
This
yeah,
guy
he's
got money.
For sure he's got money. Look at the way he's dressed.
Right.
Look at his hair.
Right.
It's great hair. Yep.
This guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not,
probably he's probably bringing this other guy along with him just for, you know, he's they probably work together or something.
And
you
here's
know,
the thing.
Right.
So, so look, the drinks are one thing. And again, I was saying minimum $25 a drink. I think the math says that it was more like
$40.
No,
it was higher than that.
Yeah,
like
it was like $42, yeah. I think, a drink. Then after the drinks, there's a guilt trip that goes into all of this.
Yeah.
You know, the guilt trip is look, I know, you know, we kind of danced a little bit, whatever, but, you know, we are sitting here. And so by sitting here with you, we're not out there with those guys. So we're losing money if you don't tip us.
Yeah.
So now you got to tip them. And not only do you have to tip them, you got to tip them decently so that, because you've already introduced yourself. "Hi, I'm John Ireland,
right.
ESPN LA.
Right.
I'm the Lakers broadcaster, et cetera, et cetera."
Yeah, I didn't tell them any of that, but they knew.
Okay.
They knew. And they're and by the way, so based on how this went, mm-hmm. so we finally get up and get out. We were only there for like 35, 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's way
we
too
walk,
long.
Okay. We walk out and we say to the guy, that we say to Saba, who is super nice to us, we go, "Hey, Saba, how hard is it to get a cab?" And he looks at me and he goes, "Cab?" He goes, "Wait here 5 minutes.
Yeah. Let me get the limo.
Limo pulls up. He
no,
goes,
no.
"Take these guys wherever they want to go. And John, you and Alan are welcome to come back tomorrow and he'll come pick you up for free. You just call me and he'll come pick you up for free. And you guys can come back in," which
I'm
we will
sure.
not be doing.
No.
But wait a second. Mason, wait, hold on. I have a question. Do you have Sabo's number?
Oh, yeah. You want
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Yeah,
Cap
will
need
it.
Yeah.
So
need
Mason
that.
Just texted us and said she had the lollipop. Ireland and Sleeper were the suckers.
Very much so. Very much so. By the way, George, I don't think I've ever been as big of a sucker as I was last night in my life.
Yeah.
Sleeve and I were feeling so cocky that we got one over on Mason and Travis.
Yeah.
And it completely.
Right. It cost
it completely
you,
flipped on us.
It cost you. Right. It ended up costing you $300.
And wait, it's worse because you see being up 300 and then all of a sudden being down 300.
Right.
It's different if you would have been like, you know what? It was $300. It was kind of a lot of money, but I had a great time. But I'm guessing you had a really crappy time.
Right. You were uncomfortable the whole time, ready to get out of there.
No, I wasn't uncomfortable. They were very nice. The people that ran, the girls were nice. And I actually felt sorry for the girls because, you know, they're just trying to make a living. And they were all like young girls and they were all really cute and nice. And I just thought, there's no way I can, like you said, George, you can't not tip them. You know, you can't, like, they were spending, I think it was UCAP.
Hey, I got one other question. Hey, John, one other question. When the limo driver drops you off.
Oh, yeah, did he ask for a tip?
Yeah, did you tip him?
We gave him 20.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
Yeah, we just gave him a 20 for running us back because we thought it was nice. But Sliwa and I learned a very valuable lesson. If you walk into one of those places and you look around and you don't know who the suckers are, it's you.
It's you. That's right.
It's you. All right, boys, I got to go catch a bus. Hey, but how about that? We did a whole crosstalk with no sports.
No sound.
Nothing
no
serious.
Sports. Right.
And it was the three of us.
Yeah,
this
was
a hugely successful.
Let's keep
crosstalk.
This going,
it was
John.
Awesome.
There you go.
Amen. This will be the goal. This will be
all
the
right.
goal. All right. Have a great show, boys. Sedano and Cap
game.
Next, ESPN LA.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Bing, ba-da-bop. Ding, da-da-ding. Bee, ba-da-bop. Bing, boom, bum.
Boom, ba-da-bum.
Boom, bum.
Bum, be-da-bop.
Bing, bing.
Do, da-da-dee.
Do-do-do.
Bum, be-da-bop. Ba-da-bop.
Good Lord, those two are suckers.
They sure are.
I mean, what the hell?
I mean, what the hell is this, dude? You walk in, you introduce yourself, you tell everybody that, you know, you're there. Hey, it's just a bit. Do you mind? No, it's cool. It's great. Everybody starts showing you around.
Then you got to get in and out. That's the whole move.
Right. You cannot
sit around.
You got
to stick to the plan.
Right.
Yeah.
You just cannot sit around and mess around because let me tell you
something. And by the way, not only sit around, it's a Wednesday in Vegas. It's probably the slowest day of the week.
Right. But these girls, listen, I'm telling you right now, the girls who work at these strip clubs, they are professionals at taking our money.
Yeah.
So kind of like John, I don't really go to strip clubs anymore. I mean, there was a time in my life where I thought it was kind of a fun thing and a cool thing to do. I don't really go that often anymore. Although, George, I do have one friend who loves to go to strip clubs. And he's a very rich guy. And when we go, he knows that I'm not there to spend $1,000 like he might be.
Right.
So he knows that if I'm with him, it's kind of on him.
Right.
So one time we're in this strip club in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and he's in this one room with this girl, and I'm in this other room with this girl, and the song ends, and she's already been paid, and she says, well, do you want another dance? And I'm like, I do, but I mean, you got to go next door and ask that guy for money. And she did. She did. She went next door, said, hey, your friend over here is asking me to ask you for more money. And he's like, I'm having a great time. I'm not leaving. So here's more for you. So, I mean, these girls, they know what they're doing. They're awesome at their jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you saw the pictures of these two clowns showing up at this place, I mean, Ireland could not look stiffer. Not possible. I mean, he is so pressed, like straight from the dry cleaner, extra starch. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's very Brooks Brothers, yes.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking John. I'm just saying that.
No, it's his style. It works for him.
Right. It works perfectly.
But in the strip club, you're a target. You might as well be wearing a bullseye.
Right. And I'm sure that Sabo, the guy at the door, is like, hey, listen, see these two guys right here? I gave them each a round of drinks. I didn't charge them for a cover because it's freaking Wednesday night and there's nobody in the place. Girls, go get them.
Yeah.
And of course, nobody has the menu in front of them to say, yeah, I'll take a couple of tequilas. Doesn't matter if you're drinking bottom of the barrel, $40+ per drink. Hey, can you buy me and my friends a drink? Of course we're going to buy you a drink, because if we say no, we look like a couple of clowns.
Right.
We're not ballers. We're not players.
Yeah. Players.
And then you buy them a couple of drinks. Oh, you know what? Maybe one more round would be nice. Oh. I'm sure it would be. $300 bar tab shows up. Oh, my God. Mason and Travis played this so beautifully. I'm so proud of those two guys.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's
so
fun.
So funny.
God, that's great.
In the interim, there's no easy transition to this, but how was yesterday?
Well, I did not have to atone for my sins of being in a strip club.
Well, there you go.
As a married man.
There you go.
You know, spending all this money that I didn't have necessarily.
Are you married?
No, I'm not. I'm saying if I were John Ireland, I'm a married man.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, did something happen and we missed that?
No, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Yeah, it was quite a nice day, George. As a matter of fact, my daughter Julie and I spent the entire day in synagogue.
Oh.
We prayed, we atoned, we listened to our rabbi's sermon, and rabbi came by, shook my hand. I go, hey, rabbi, I don't know why I lied to him. I go, hey,
You lied to your rabbi on the day you're supposed to atone?
I did two bad things yesterday. I did three bad things yesterday. I did three bad things on the day where I'm supposed to atone. I'll tell you what they are in order. One, you know, when you go to a synagogue for the high holidays, George, you know you have to have a ticket to get in. Did you know this?
I did not know that there was you had to have a ticket to get in. I thought it was just it's a place of worship.
No. It's not like a church where you just show up and everybody's welcome. When you show up to the synagogue, you have to have a ticket. And there is massive amounts of security, okay? You go to a Laker game, you think there's security? Come to my synagogue on Yom Kippur. Then you'll see real security, pal. So I go up to the security guy, and my daughter says to me, Dad, do you have tickets to get us in? And I say, no, but don't
Wait,
say
is that at every synagogue?
Oh, for sure.
No way.
I promise you. Now, not on a Friday night service, you know, but for the high holidays, yeah, you got to have tickets.
Okay. Is Bergman still around? I know he's not really like a practicing.
Practicing? On the night I started my fast, he's at a Dodger game eating hot dogs. He doesn't know anything.
But he would know. Are synagogues charging? Like, you have to get tickets to get into, like, your synagogue? Really? That's a thing? Really?
So. Right.
No,
and yeah, no, it's true. You got to have tickets. You got to have tickets.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never really asked now that I think about it. I just felt like you guys just went to the place of worship and you were good to go.
No.
They charge you for other stuff. They do ask for, like, the donation or whatever every.
Well, the donation is whatever you want.
It's not like a cover charge.
They guilt you in other ways. They guilt the hell out of you in other ways.
I haven't been to a church in a long time either, so I shouldn't talk, but I do remember the donation portion of the conversation.
So yesterday's the Day of Atonement, and I did three things yesterday that I'll be atoning for a year from now.
Oh, an offering. Thank you, Laura.
So the first thing I did is this. I walk up to the synagogue, and there's this massive amount of security, and my daughter says to me, Dad, do you have tickets? And I said, I don't. I don't have tickets.
Did you hate King It?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, I talk my way into a lot of stuff. I figure I can talk my way into synagogue.
Okay,
you know?
Go ahead. So talk your way into this, and then tell me how you lied to your rabbi.
Okay, so the first thing I did I'm carrying this bag with me. It's called a talis bag, and inside of it is this, like, robe that you wear over your shoulders when you're in synagogue praying. I go into my bag, and I've got a ticket to the synagogue from 2012.
Oh.
So the guy says to me, do you have your tickets? And I take them out, and I just sort of barely open them up. I, like, open them up quickly. So the security guy doesn't know that my ticket is from 2012. He just assumes that I have the ticket from 2022. So the first thing I do on the Day of Atonement is I lie my way into the synagogue.
So he let you in?
Yeah, because he's a security guard. He's not, like, affiliated with the synagogue, per se.
He's just looking to see if your tickets are... Now, were they the same color as the tickets this year?
I mean, they're kind of the same shape, and they're colorful. So I just, like, again, he didn't, like, examine them.
Right, you know, just glanced at it.
Right, yeah. There's no, nobody's, like, you know how when you go to a game now, you have to have your phone and they buzz your phone? It's not like that. It's like a paper hard copy ticket. So essentially, I lied my way into the synagogue.
Okay, so there it is. You were, on the day you're supposed to atone, you lied your way into the synagogue.
Right.
And then when the rabbi came, what happened?
Then the rabbi comes around and he says, hi, how are you? And I stand up and I shake his hand and I say, Rabbi, I really, really loved your speech last night. Because I thought that was like the right thing to say to him.
Right.
And then I felt like I was lying to him. So then I told him the truth. I'm like, actually, Rabbi, I didn't like your speech very much last night.
Really?
Yeah, I told him, I go, you know, I liked it. At first I said to him, I go, Rabbi, I really liked what you said last night. And they go, you know what? I don't want to lie. I actually didn't really like it. I go, but then, just so you know, as much as I lied and said I did, and now I'm telling you the truth and telling you that I didn't, the reality is that on my walk here today, your whole speech from last night came back into practice. Because his whole speech was about faith versus fact. And I was listening to this going, oh, come on, Rabbi, tell me something of substance here. Why don't you? And then the next day I was walking with a friend of mine and he was telling me about this story and he was praying and it was with all these non-Jewish people. And he thought that, you know, if Bernie Madoff shows up, it's okay because he's Jewish, but these Gentile people, it's not okay because they're not Jewish. So all of a sudden, the whole rabbi's speech from the night before came into focus. So first I told him I liked it, which was a lie. Then I told him I didn't like it, which was the truth. And then I told him how it actually came into practice and how it actually worked for me. So
yeah,
kind of a little bit of a lie to the rabbi.
Yeah. And what was the food situation like?
Well, this is where the third sin kind of comes in. I'll be repenting and I'll be atoning for this for the next year.
Yeah.
I did not tell the rabbi that I lied to get in. I did not tell the
rabbi.
Would
they have tossed you out in that scenario? What would
I don't know if they
there?
Would have had security come and bounce me, but I didn't want to tell the rabbi, look, I lied to the security guy, and I had tickets from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
The 10 years ago, though, I that's know. The best part of the yeah. entire story.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell him because I didn't want them to now like go into electronic tickets for next year, you know?
Right, right. But by the way, Laura does bring up a great point in my ear. You always say you don't lie.
Well, I mean, I wasn't lying. I was showing him a ticket from 10 years ago.
How's that not lying?
Well, I mean, it's a legitimate ticket, isn't it?
No, but it's not for this year, so you lied.
Well, I mean, I didn't say, hey,
I
have
this year's
ticket.
And then you lied to the rabbi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you just admitted that on air, so I never, ever, ever want to hear you say, I don't lie.
Yeah, and if your rabbi's listening, he's probably not thrilled with it either.
No,
but nonetheless... what happened with the food? Was the food good?
Well, then, this is the third thing that I'm going to be repenting for.
And we got like 90 seconds here, if you can wrap this
up. So here's what happens. So I go in to break the fast, right? I grab an everything bagel, big smear of cream cheese, lox, capers, onions, tomatoes, the whole deal, right?
Yeah.
I sit down, I crush salmon, whitefish salad, egg salad, tuna salad. I mean, everything that was there, I eat. Now I decide to go back for round two. After half the bagel, I start to feel it in my stomach. Uh-oh. This is not going to last very long. Now, George, the people's house that I was at, I was so flattered to be invited. They had one bathroom downstairs in their house that they had probably 30 people as guests. And I go to their bathroom. And, I mean, there's really no way to sugarcoat this. I mean, I couldn't help what was happening to me at the time. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
You had to poop?
I had the fan on. I had the water running from. I had music
and you're
playing from my
stranger's house.
And I'm at these folks' house, and all I'm worried about is that there's a line of people outside the bathroom needing to get in. And I made a mess, a big mess, and then had to wait for a double flush because I had to wait for the toilet to regenerate so I could flush a second time. Because if I leave without flushing a second time, I'm leaving leftovers. You feel me? So these people, you know,
you need
anybody,
a doctor.
You think so?
Well, I was just going to say.
Yes.
Maybe you should see a gastroenterologist.
Yeah, you need a GI doc ASAP.
Yeah, really?
ASAP. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. We're all back here
to
saying
you
this.
A lot. Like, if this happens way too often, Cappy.
Yeah.
You have Amanda, Greg, Bronny, Janice, and I being like, he needs a doctor ASAP.
Yeah. Well, listen, between now and next Yom Kippur, I start out with lying to get into the synagogue without the real tickets. Not being truthful with my rabbi, telling him about his sermon the night before, and destroying the people's bathroom who allowed me to come over and enjoy the breaking of the fast. Those three things are at the top of my list for next year.
Okay. Let's get you a gastroenterologist, like, appointment, though.
We have any GI specialists listening right now?
I had one when I was in Pasadena, because I can tell that story later, but because we got to go. But, I can help you with that, maybe.
Well,
but
sick.
You definitely need help, bro.
Sick as
you poop, like... Your poop is way too loose.
That's a little loose stool for you, huh, George?
You got loose poop, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
meanwhile, you know what I enjoyed last night?
Tell me.
Watching that Laker game?
Oh, stop.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, Sedano, Cap with you here. So Cap had a, I don't know if your evening was more interesting or equally as interesting or less interesting perhaps than Sliwa in Ireland. We got the whole lowdown from Ireland, Sliwa. I guess my only question to you is, at what point did you know you were in trouble?
Me?
No, I think Sliwa's there.
Oh, Sliwa. Sliwa's in trouble. Yeah,
guys,
Slee.
Got me
yeah,
right
what's
there.
Up, Slee?
What's up, guys?
How you doing,
When
man?
Did you know you were in trouble last night?
When I'm sitting next to John Ireland before the game starts, and he nudges me on the shoulder and says, hey, Al, what do you think afterwards we go to Peppermint Rhino?
No.
Peppermint Hippo. And I think right there, George, I said to myself, this probably is not going to end well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, had some about 3-4 hours to let it marinate. And then before you know it, John is calling a cab, and we're on our way to a fantastic facility here in Las Vegas that is very well known for their food.
Hey, Slee, let me ask you this. Yeah. How much do you suppose the cab ride was from the arena to the Spearmint Hippo Rhino Hitto thing?
Sure.
Peppermint.
Initially, we said, Spearmint or here we go.
Peppermint Hippo.
Mm-hmm. Originally, when we said that, we started heading out, and I think it was like $25, something
right.
like that.
All right, so $25 for the cab ride.
But
so,
we pulled up to the Peppermill because the taxi driver took us to a restaurant, did not take us. Peppermill is where he thought we were going. So then you get another $10, let's say $30.
Okay, so $30. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why would you say to John Ireland, after he paid for the cab $30, when the first round of drinks is being purchased for the ladies, why would you offer to pay for those drinks?
Yeah, Scott, not probably the best decision that I've made in my life, and I guess I just didn't realize. Look, what they did, they kind of roped us in here because we had free drink tickets. And it's almost the equivalent of, I don't know, walking to Dave and Buster's and they give you a couple, like, free tokens.
Yeah.
So just wasn't anticipating. First off, I wasn't anticipating everyone who was sitting next to us to order drinks. Did not know how that works.
You didn't.
And then, the total just started going up from there.
Yeah. It was very dumb of you to offer to buy the drinks.
Yes,
when you're with Ireland, there's kind of an unwritten rule of guys. Like, the guy who has more money pays for stuff, and Ireland has more money, so he pays for stuff.
Yeah, I didn't get that memo. I thought, maybe just a little 50-50 action.
You know, 50-50 would have been fine, but, I mean, you offered to buy that round of drinks at $45 a drink.
Total went up pretty quick, and I guess I wasn't anticipating or realizing what was going on.
Yeah, pretty naive, I got to admit.
Now, Sliwa, was that the first time you've been at the scorer's table in your career?
Scorer's table... I want to say...
For an NBA game? So I saw you there. I mean, I was like, look at that.
Look at the seats,
Trudell and Ireland.
Sedano, these seats are, as you would know, ridiculous. And there was a preseason game. Remember, you guys remember that preseason game Lakers had in San Diego where they had like one opportunity to host an NBA game.
Right, and then there was like water or something something happened,
The sports arena was built in 1884, That's not surprised that happened. That one, they sat us courtside. That was, I think, the only other time I was courtside.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was impressed that you were there. Right there, right next to Ireland and in between Trudell and him. That was great stuff for you, buddy.
What's the deal, man? Are you on the road now this year?
Dude, this guy's part of the league now, okay?
Well, explain this to me because, I mean, is this the deal, Al? You're on the road?
So, no. No, and that would be amazing, but that is not the deal. It's these two games in Vegas are home games, so, station nice enough to let me come out here for this. It would be amazing, even if I don't go, just go to a handful of games on the road would be amazing, but nothing concrete there.
No, Kevin. I think you need to be on the road. As a matter of fact, right now, I am proclaiming that this station send you on the road every game.
Let it be written. Let it be said. There's been a proclamation made by George Sedano.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to make you the guy, you need to be the guy, and you need to do the stuff that the guy does.
Listen, if you're telling me I'm going on the road for NBA games, that would be – I'm all in. That'd be amazing. Now I got to figure out my Comrex setup, but we'll worry about that later.
So I want to just get back to – I want to get back to the girls here for a second. So
I don't blame you. Yeah.
So you buy these drinks, couple of tequilas, okay, and then the girls ask for a tip. Now, Ireland says he went to an ATM machine to get money for a tip. Did you also tip these girls?
No, so two rounds of drinks, I bought all those.
Okay, on a credit card or cash?
On a credit card.
Okay, good write-off.
That's not going to work out.
No, it'll work just fine. You were entertaining clientele.
That's one way to look at it. I'm sure Disney will be appreciative of looking at those expenses. So I took care of the drinks.
Okay.
And we look, they added up. Let's not there's two rounds of drinks. One girl kept pushing for a third drink, so we got her one because I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Right.
And then John was the one doing the tip action, so that was all John.
Okay. How much was your credit card bill in the Peppermint Hippo?
Probably good. We probably hit us for a good $280 in that
Was that including tip or no? No tip.
That's just me.
Yeah. $280 but plus tip, right?
That was including tip.
Oh,
so every time,
tip.
You know, I was giving the tip. And then John had probably his own three and change of whatever he was doing.
Okay. All right. So
I think we're both about 300 deep, somewhere around there.
You guys got worked over a couple of suckers, man.
Oh, it looked, and it was so, you know, then you get the GM that's like, hey, you know what? You guys should really come out here again. How long are you guys in town for? Well, we leave on Friday. What are you guys doing tomorrow? We'll send a car.
Yeah, the limo. I heard of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I asked John for that guy's number. I need it for when I go.
Sabo.
Sabo is right. Yeah.
Well, we got the cards, so if you need them.
Nice. Now, Cappy claims that they, particularly Ireland, because of his starched collared shirt and his Brooks Brothers look, that
tucked
he was
in
a target
shirt
right away.
Yeah, yep. Right.
He was, listen, it was whatever John wore yesterday to do the game, that's exactly what he wore to the great facility there. So he was a target. It was John. And by the way, John was the moment we walked in and there's this, you know, like every one of these places, you got the huge security guard bouncer. Hey, John Ireland. I'm, you know, we work for ESPN. We're doing a little radio thing here. Like it was John Ireland just happened to be inside of Peppermint Hippo, not inside of one of the arenas.
Okay.
Fair enough. He actually did introduce himself by name and used his credentials, ESPN, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, he was trying to explain that there's a bet going on. That's why we're here.
All these guys had to hear was L.A., ESPN.
Oh, that's it.
Cap, we took a photo in front of this thing.
I saw it.
No, I know. He sent us all the pictures, so we saw it.
So but we took the photo there, and the idea was, okay, that's it. We're out. Let's take off. And before you know it, 3 minutes later, they had us at our own table and saying, hey, right in front of here, enjoy yourself. We got some drinks coming.
Mm-hmm. And did you tell your significant other that you guys got lap dances last night?
So we did not. We did not get lap dances.
That's not true.
Well, girls technically sat on John's lap right when we got there.
Not your lap, though.
Not on mine. No, there were plenty of chairs around us.
Oh please!
So that did not happen. That did not happen. I called my girl. The game ends. I'm like, hey, I don't really know how to explain this, but John Ireland and I are going to a strip club. She's like, that makes no sense at all.
Right.
Sounds good. Send me a text a little bit later. Let me know how it goes.
Right. She has nothing to worry about. If you're with Ireland, you're safe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a perfect – if you're going to go with somebody, you got to go with John.
Right.
Real quick, one Lakers question while we have you, because the Lakers are playing tonight. Are they playing Phoenix again tonight?
Minnesota tonight. So.
Oh, that's right, the T-Wolves.
Oh, I love the fact that you did not know who they were playing. That's great.
Yeah,
That's good.
The minute I heard LeBron, AD, and Russ were not playing is the minute I said I'm not watching this game.
Good for you. Good for you. Come to my side, George. Don't watch preseason.
No, I mean, I will watch if the guys are actually playing. You know what I mean? And look, don't even get me started on AD not playing yesterday. But nonetheless, Slee, what did you make of LeBron? Russ did not play as well. LeBron played incredibly. Like he basically ascended to the mean. He didn't make a shot in game one, and he missed only one, right, in game two.
It was kind of ridiculous. And I say that he does it so often. We just start pretending that we're not appreciative of it because this is just what he does. He's in year 20. what is he, 8 of 11 from the field, 23 yeah. points in the first half, outscores Devin Booker, Chris Paul, doesn't matter who else is on the floor. George, it's literally, I mean, and he's toying with the crowd a little bit, just doing what he does, man. It's no different than what he's done his whole career. It just happens to be his 20th freaking season in the league.
And then he told the commissioner he wants the team in Vegas, which is fascinating. Right. We can get to that a little later, I guess.
Got it.
All right, Slee, have a great call, pal.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you.
Later, Slee.
Yeah. Normally 4:45, but we got to talk to Fat Jack next because we got to win some cash. You know, Ireland and Slee, they lost a ton of cash yesterday. Mm-hmm. You and I, thanks to Fat Jack, winning a lot of cash.
Oh, yo, what a song. What a
Lionel
song.
Lionel Richie was incredible back in the day.
You sing, King.
I mean, the Commodores were great, but Lionel Richie took that to a different level.
Truly. Yeah. Sing it,
also,
Lionel Richie.
What would you do with that Instagram? You love Instagram.
I do love Instagram. I think
you
it's great.
All over Instagram.
I love Instagram. I comment on all your pictures when you're taking your kids for pizza. I comment on that. Aw, look how cute.
By the way, great pizza at the Elbow Room in Hollywood. I honestly, I'm not even joking. Best pizza I've ever had in LA.
I know, that's what you told me. When I saw your picture of you and your kids, I was like, where's that pizza from? That looks good.
It was delicious. Elbow Room in Hollywood. So
I do like Instagram.
Right on Cahuenga.
You seem to like Instagram, too. Do you not like Instagram?
Nah. I'm not like a picture person.
What do you mean? You post pictures all the time.
Of my, like, of other things, not of me, is what I'm saying.
I see plenty of pictures of you, handsome.
Not really.
Yes, cutie, I see you.
You know what I see is my bank account going higher because of Fat Jack. You go to FatJackSports.com, yours might as well. So Fat Jack is with us here now. Fat Jack, thank you, I just want to say, because the, look, it's not like I'm sitting there, betting, a dime on each game. You know, maybe a few bucks here and there, allegedly, and we've more than doubled the stack is all I'll say. So thank you.
Winning is better than losing, right?
100%.
I mean, if you go to, and by the way, I always tell people, it's not the gambling that your wives hate, it's the losing. So if you would start winning, they would like gambling a lot more. Yeah, I'm in London right now. If you go to at Fat Jack Sports on Instagram, you can see the weekend preview, which also has a couple of free winners on it from Covent Garden. I did a weekend preview here from London. So excited about that. And you're right. You know, I lost last Saturday. It's my first losing Saturday of the year. And I always like to lead in because I don't have a whole lot of losing days.
But I'll tell you this. The picks I picked from you, and I could be wrong about this, I think it was like one game under 500. It wasn't like it was a bad losing week. Yeah. So
it was. Yeah, I was half a unit, actually. I pushed on the selection, and then I went 1-2 on the opinion. So, yeah, you lost half a unit. But 4-1 on Sunday more than made up for that.
Correct.
And we won Monday and won Thursday going into that. So it was it was another winning week. Everybody's heading into all those games are posted and documented under the results tab. People can go see. I mean, I don't know anybody that comes on and says, hey, by the way, guys, I lost last week on a day. But we didn't lose on the week. We still won on the week. And everybody's deeper into profit. So I'm excited about this week, too. You know, I'm here in London. Hit the London game last week. And, the Knights games are not horrible either. I think there's some value there.
Oh, I love the under in this game, Denver and Indianapolis. Neither team can score very well. Jonathan Taylor's not going to play. Like, maybe it's too obvious, but I feel like the under is the right side here. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, it is too obvious. And I'll tell you why. I actually like over, and I'll tell you why. You have two of the three, and you're absolutely right. Everything you said is correct. You have two of the three lowest scoring offenses in the league. But I go back to teams regress to the – they go back to the middle, almost always in the league. You will, if you have great teams like Detroit right now, number one in the league, they're not going to end number one in the league most likely. You don't go from middle of the pack to number one in the league over the course of the season. So expect them to have games coming up where they do not produce as much offensively, and they will come back down to the middle. What you're getting here are two teams that have underachieved. Now, the eyeball test, it'd be hard to walk up to the window and place a significant amount of money on the over. But the reality is both of these teams will improve offensively. They're not going to end with Indy averages 14.3 points per game. Denver has 16.5 points per game. Both of those teams are going to improve over the course of the season. And I can do simple math also. If they average 14.3 and 16.5, this game's a 30-point outing tonight. But I do believe one of these teams at least is going to improve on those numbers regress back toward the middle, which is what happens in the league every single year, especially in October. And so don't be surprised if at least one of these teams goes above that 14 or 16 points per game and gets back toward where they're probably going to end up on the year, which is around 22, 23 points per game, and that takes this game over the Colts.
All right. Hey, Fat Jack, I want to ask you about a game that I can't quite figure out this weekend, and that's Pittsburgh at Buffalo. You know, when Kenny Pickett came into the game last week for Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh crowd went crazy. They were electrified. You know, he's a kid who played at Pitt, won an ACC championship, first-round pick of the Steelers. But the Steelers have lost three straight games. Now they're on the road at Buffalo, and they're 14-point dogs. Should I be taking Buffalo in this game, or might Kenny Pickett surprise everybody?
I don't know that it's Kenny Pickett. I believe Mike Tomlin. That's where I start. Anytime you give points to Mike Tomlin, he is really, really good. 49-27-4 against the spread as an underdog. So that's about 60%, a little over 60% he covers. And he actually wins a lot of those games. I'm not saying they're going to go in and beat Buffalo. But Buffalo is injured right now. They're banged up in the secondary. And they've got a big game on deck. This is kind of that sandwich game for them. They had a big game last week, big game next week. And so I kind of think this is a little bit of a flat spot for them. And I believe what Mike Tomlin's done over his entire career, which is go in and cover numbers. And so Pittsburgh also 5-1 the last six in the series. And so they've done really well against Buffalo overall. I don't suspect they're going to win. 14 is a lot of points. And I came on first time you guys had me on. I said, listen, double-digit favorites in the NFL, you most of the time want to lead toward the favorite. That's one of those stats where, at least in recent history, those double-digit favorites will cover more times than not. But the exception is Sean Payton is out of the league, and Mike Tomlin, you do not want to give either of them points, especially this many. So I actually like Pittsburgh. I think the back door will be left open, lower scoring game, and as I said, a little bit of a flat spot for Buffalo. Give me the Steelers.
Fat Jack, go to fatjacksports.com on his website. As you see, everything is documented there right in front of you. And, of course, on Twitter and social and Instagram, Fat Jack Sports as well is where you find him. So I do want to get to college real quick, but before that, since we're talking NFL, I just want to make sure, is there anything else you're hot on before we switch to the college game?
I mean, I expect teams like, you know, this is an easy one because nobody expected Atlanta to be 4-0 against the spread through the first 4 weeks. They expect them to come back down a little bit to reality. So I actually like Tampa. I don't care if Tom Brady is getting a divorce, not getting a divorce, fighting, doesn't matter. He's been real good at compartmentalizing his life. And I do think that they, now he is 2-12 against the spread the last 14 in prime time, but this isn't in prime time. So I'll go ahead and lay the points and play Tampa. Also another one, I think Carolina is one of those points people are one of those teams everybody's going to give up on. But the reality is that this team is going to – it's real simple. When they give up 16 points or less, they're 10-0 against the spread under Matt Rhule. When they give up over 16 points in a game, they're 1-25 against the spread. I mean, those are unbelievable stats, but it's the truth. 16 points is the threshold. San Francisco traveling cross-country, going to play Carolina. I don't suspect a huge offensive output. I think Carolina is the right side of that one as well.
Beautiful. All right, Fat Jack. George, you want to turn to college football? Because I have a couple of questions that I want to ask also. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
All right, here goes. Fat Jack, USC and Washington State. USC is a 13-point favorite in this game. Washington State's 4-1. I don't know. I want to take USC, but 13 seems like a lot of points. What do we do?
Yeah, it is a lot of points. And the back door is going to be left open here. Washington State typically keeps game under the total. Five of the last six games have gone under the total. I don't think they beat USC, although I do think the more film that the West Coast teams get on Lincoln Riley's offense, the better they're going to be able to defend against it. I don't think this is an upset spot, but I do like Washington State to keep this one close. They typically play pretty good defense. And I've said this before, there's a learning curve with Lincoln Riley's offense this first year in the Pac-12. Expect a lot of offensive success. But the deeper we go, the better these other defensive coordinators will be at stopping the offense, at least sometimes. So, yeah, I think Washington State's probably the right side. The back door's open, too. Washington State's going to score some points. So if it got up to 20 or so or 17, that back door would be open to see if they can get back in it. So I would go ahead and take Washington State plus the points.
Okay, and then in regard, Utah is coming to L.A. to take on UCLA, and it's only 3.5. I know UCLA had a big win against Washington on Friday night, and Utah, I feel like they're a bit underrated. They're a really good team. They're one of the better teams in the country. What's the right side of this one?
Yeah, they are. And the sharps are on both sides. You know, I've been doing this 27 years, and a lot of really good gamblers. And the sharps are kind of split on this game. There are guys that think UCLA is still underrated, that people are not giving them credit for the games that they have won and they have covered. I am a believer in what Utah does. They typically show up and you get their best spot. They were one of my wins last Saturday. I had them minus the 10. And they are 5-0 straight, 5-0 against the spread the last five in the series. So they typically play UCLA really well. There will be good seats remaining in at this game, so there's not going to be a huge home field advantage there for UCLA. So I'm leaning toward Utah. I just like Utah plus, minus the points in that one.
He's Fat Jack, fatjacksports.com. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at fatjacksports. Jack, tell them what they'll get.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get honesty and transparency and, most importantly, winning selections. We have not had a losing week yet. When we do, we'll talk about it. I come on here and I say, listen, we had a small losing week Saturday. We won again on Sunday. We went 4-1 against the spread Sunday. We're going to win again this week. I win about 5 out of every 6 weeks during football season. We have not had a losing week yet. We're going to win again this week. Go to fatjacksports.com. I've already – you don't have to talk to anybody. You get the place text to your cell phone. They're emailed to you. The price you pay is only determined by how long you sign up. The longer you sign up, the less expensive it is. $179 for everything through Monday, $449 through Halloween. You go through the Super Bowl, it's less than $100 a week. Basketball starts here in less than 2 weeks. You can add those plays for as little as $25 a week to your football package. You're playing the same games I'm betting on here in London. I'm dominating the British pound right now. So go to fatjacksports.com, get signed up today, and win this weekend.
Jack, you're the best, pal. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
All right, guys. Have a great week. See you soon.
Later, you too. Safe travels. There he is, Fat Jack. All right, coming up next. We're going to do a little, since Travis normally joins us on Thursdays at 5:15, we're going to keep him there because, you know, we want to keep some consistency. We're not going to have Blake today because we're off early because of the Lakers. So we're going to do Tinder next. All right. We got what you need to know into Tinder. You ready for that?
I'm totally ready.
Oh, and I've got a complaint to make.
Oh, and I need some advice.
Okay. So all that's coming up in the next half hour. See you.